In 2012, Carly Sakin and Daniel Weisberg founded The Skim from their couch. Now, 6 years later, their morning newsletter gives over 7 million subscribers the news and information they need to start their day. When they first started the company, they got a lot of advice from other female entrepreneurs. Now they're sharing those conversations and more on their podcast, Skimmed from the Couch. Every week, you'll hear from women like Arianna Huffington, founder of the Huffington Post, and Thrive on why she puts her phone to bed at night. Or how actor Taraji P. Henson got over her first rejection and learned how to negotiate for herself. It's a podcast about the real stuff. Tips and tricks to launch, grow, and change your career. The only rule on the couch? No BS. Check out Skim from the Couch wherever you listen to podcasts. Hello, everyone. It's your favorite podcast host, Nikki Marie. I just wanted to come on the air because it's been some time now since I had my voice journal. And you guys know I always keep it real. And my voice journals mean so much to me because it talks about just everything that I want to talk about. Nothing is scripted, nothing is written down. I'm just basically talking from just a place of love. Right now I have my coffee. My kids are in school. Thank God. Yesterday they were off and it threw me off with everything that I needed to get done. I know a lot of people were waiting for Sports Talk Radio, and I appreciate you guys for subscribing and, you know, waiting for the moment. It will happen. I think we just needed to be a little bit more solid in the things that we were, you know, putting down. So I feel everything happens for a reason, and I don't want to give you guys mediocre things. I'd rather just give you everything raw and organic, but also that wow factor, if you guys understand what I'm saying. So we're closer to Friday. I'm so happy because I just feel like, I don't know what it is, like during the week, I have my highs and I'm like, yeah, I'm ready to go. Yesterday, the kids were home for Jewish holiday and it kind of threw me off. But today they're in school, so I kind of feel like I'm getting more stuff accomplished. I went grocery shopping this morning and now I'm going to be making dinner, and I got some new bowls, some soup bowls, and I'm excited to try those out. But like for some reason, I don't know. During the weekday, I'm just really focused but tired. And then the weekends, I'm like ready to party or go to sleep. It's not like both. It's one or the other. I'm either going to party for the weekend or I'm going to sleep for the weekend. So don't call me on Saturday and tell me to party on Sunday. It's not going down. But also, tomorrow is, I call it my Jehovah prayer moment. So on Tuesdays there's like Bible study with Bishop or Pastor Franklin Bateman, and that's online. So he does like every Tuesday he does Bible study, but he does it on Facebook, so it's like Facebook Live, which I think is pretty cool. And then on Fridays I have my lady that comes, Virginia, and she comes and we, you know, she goes over the Bible and stuff that I may not understand. And I don't know if there's a lot of religious people that listen to my podcast. I'm not a religious person. I'm more of like a spiritual person, but I will listen to anything at least once. I'm going to give it a try. So I know a lot of people are asking me or hitting me up about listening to their music. I am the same way when it comes to religion. I will listen to something at least once before I'm like turned off or like thinking negatively, which I try not to do that. I try not to think negatively about anything, but sometimes it happens. You know, we are human. We all have flaws, but it's all about acceptance. So I'm accepting the flaws that I have. And hopefully you guys will accept the flaws that I have. Like sometimes I might be rambling too much. Just fast forward and I'll get to the end. Don't worry. But I'm sure that everyone is having an amazing week. If you're not having an amazing week, try to change your state of mind in some way, shape, or form. My artistry is music. Like, I love singing. I don't publicize it as much. And even the song that I did with Knox, I was rapping instead of singing, because I kind of wanted to do something out of my norm. My norm is not rapping. My norm is singing, usually in the house, around the house, in the bathroom, or I record on this karaoke app, which is so cool because I've met so many great singers. But yeah, you have to think of something that you can do to put you back in that positive state of mind. Take a trip. Go jogging. Write poetry, whatever it is. It doesn't even have to rhyme. It can just be something that is within your heart and you need to get it off your chest. Maybe it's a little bit of anger that you need to write down and feel lifted. Like, you just feel elevated because you fought against it. You wrote it down. Once it's on paper, you throw it in the trash. Which is kind of, I know you probably don't get that part. Like, why are you going to write it down and then just throw it in the trash? Because it's kind of like you express those words, and now that hate or whatever it was that was negative, you threw it away. Hopefully somebody out there understands what I'm saying. So my weekend is going to be filled with, hopefully, sports talk radio, but also my daughter has an opportunity to be a Girl Scout. I think that's completely out of the norm, but it's usual, right? But also, they are looking for mentors, so I may go into that. I'm not really sure yet. We have a meeting on Saturday at 9:30, and I guess whatever happens, I will determine whether or not that's something that I want to get into for the Girl Scouts. I would love to be a mentor, again, to anyone out there, young girls, older women, you know, whatever I can do to help, especially women. I feel like women have to stick together more than what we are right now. Like, it shouldn't have taken a Me Too movement for women to come together and be on the same page and not have to feel like we have to fight against each other to accomplish things. So to my ladies out there that are listening, come one, come all, let's get together, let's see how we can help each other, how we can uplift each other in some way, shape, or form. I'm sure there's a lot of women who are in an entrepreneurial setting who may need their voice to be heard, and I'm all about letting your voice be heard. So, you know, here I am. I'm putting myself out there. If you want to do something together, please send me an email. I have a Gmail account. It's nikkimarieradio@gmail.com. Feel free to message me on Instagram as well, nikkimarie_radio. I just want us to work together and see what we can do as a united womenship, basically. So anyway, that is enough for today, my voice journal. Hopefully you guys will be able to listen in to Sports Talk Radio. We are trying to do it both ways. We're trying to do visual, and we're also trying to let you guys just hear our voices on podcasts. So let's see what happens. Cross your fingers. I can only be hopeful, and this is a great opportunity. Whether it works or not, I just know that this is a great opportunity to be working with some experienced guys who have become like my brothers. They're super tall. I'm super short. But we have so much fun together. And it's almost like we've known each other forever. So I couldn't be happier than to be with these guys and they're going to teach me a few things and hopefully I'll teach them a few things. And that's basically what it's about. It's about learning and being real and being honest and just coming together, you know, being able to collaborate and work under the same goal, you know. So let your voice be heard, all my ladies out there and all my men out there. Please continue to support these beautiful women that are trying to do some amazing things. Until next time, have a wonderful day, my beautiful people. And I look forward to you guys continuing to listen and explore all that's happening with me. Have a wonderful day.